listener, you have tuned in to the podcast where music inspires. Every week, you get to listen to some of the most incredible artists sharing their inspiring creative discipline and some helpful tips for aspiring musicians. 9XM Soundcast is produced by 9XM, India's leading music channel, and I am Eva Bhatt. So there are no words to introduce today's guest, listener. एक आर्टिस्ट जिन्होंने हमारे दिल में तब से जगह बना ली जब इंडिया में 90s में वो इंडी पॉप का दौर शुरू हुआ था, जब वी हैड सिंगर्स लाइक के सोनू निगम, शान, जिन्होंने इंडिपेंडेंट म्यूजिक में एक ज़बरदस्त कंट्रीब्यूशन करना शुरू कर दिया था. Whether it's Loveology या Tanha Dil, Bollywood में Jhankar Beats to Fana to Dil Chahta Hai, Three Idiots, Samariya, Jab We Met and many more. Shan, the name is enough to evoke 100,000 memories associated with his songs. Hai na, listener? We have the ever romantic, the ever shining singer Shan with us once again on this podcast. Shan da, a very hearty welcome. Kaise hai aap?
All good.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
To see you.
No, thank you, Eva. I really didn't know that was such a... Because I am actually technically or technologically a dud. I am very bad with all this. But of course, you know, you just have to trust people and so trust systems. But of course, I'm a people's person, so it's always nice to communicate, to talk, to share ideas. And so thank you so much for making me sound like a very, you know... But yeah, I'm open. I'm ready to update, you know. A lot of people, you know, went through a very, very crazy lull, kind of a downer through the lockdown. But somehow, you know, I think I came through that, you know, a little more, you know, I learned a few new things. I did a few new things and came through with some more positivity, actually, more than anything else. So it was nice for me. It wasn't that bad.
Absolutely.
But I spent a lot of time with, you know, friends and family, time with self, spend more time on my music, on my, you know, health. So it's actually was a very positive break for me.
Yes, and health for sure, because the new Shan Dada or Shan that we are enjoying in your songs, like, you know, back-to-back hits, Rang Le and Jilenge and so many other hits of yours that you are releasing, and you look as if you've just entered the city, you have just launched your career. I mean, Tanha Dil was the start of our, you know, young, youthful days. Different kind of sound and vibe that, you know, Shan, you brought us in indie music, that indie pop era and today's indie, you know, music, you are ruling. And Shan, what is the secret? Please spill the beans.
No, honestly, all credit to Tanha Dil should go to Ram Sampath. You know, Ram Sampath, even today, just some days back, I was listening to that whole soundtrack and it still sounds like someone would have made it like just 1 or 2 years ago. It's in fact, more evolved than the music that we're listening to now. And all that is his, you know, a young, literally a young boy with those, you know, two keyboards that, you know, he produced that kind of music and sound. I'm glad I could write the lyrics at that point, you know. So since then, it kind of gave me a lot of encouragement. I wrote in the previous album also that we did together, Loveology. And the only reason was that, not that I thought I'm some great lyricist, but just that, you know, at that time, poetry had its own... kind of, you know, do's and don'ts. So, shayari or, you know, the kind of words. But they wouldn't go out of the regular situations. They would always write songs on the same few situations. So if I had to write a song like Bhulja, you know, they'd get into some heavy words. So, I felt that, you know, the message or the communication is probably more important than the vocabulary or the grammar, which is why I decided to write songs on situations. Like Tanha Dil is about leaving home and, you know, settling in a new place and, you know, going through all those, you know, emotional upheavals when you're somewhere else. Bhulja is just telling someone that, you know, it's okay, you know, there are bad times, you know, you break off and things like that happens, but you have to be able to move on. And, you know, these things are easier said than when someone has to go through it. But I'm so happy that so many people still today come back and say, you know, that song really helped me get over, you know, a bad breakup and, you know, make me feel positive. So yeah, all that happened, 22 years ago. And of course, I had this whole Bollywood journey, so to say, starting from 2000 all the way. But somewhere in, you know, back of my mind, I was always missing out on creating songs that, you know, I could connect with, or I wanted people to connect with or talk about. So, you know, when this whole YouTube generation, so to say, or the YouTube opportunity came around, that, you know, you can now start creating your own songs. So I said, let me use this to explore the composer lyricist in me. And so whatever I've put out so far, except for the last track that I put out, Kabakashi, which of course is composed by my father. So there is a, you know, connection to that song also. It's mostly songs that I've, all the songs that I've composed, and a few songs that I've also written. Because, you know, all these years I've been singing for movies, I've been singing songs that have been given to me. You know, mega hits, be them, you know, be it Chand Se Farish, or be it, you know, all Jab Se Tere Naina, Om Shanti Om,
Dil Chahta Hai, and Three Idiots.
But those were, I was just lucky that, you know, right place, right time. When I was involved with the song, even if I maybe have not written or composed it, but it was pretty much a collaboration effort where, you know, I would think, yeah, let's design it like that. Let's talk about this. Let's push the tune to this space. So that I was really missing. And I think with this whole, you know, with the Bollywood lull in my career, I'm very happy that I got a chance to work on my own music. I don't think any other artist of my, you know, my time or from Bollywood has been as active creating original music as I have been. So I'm happy about that. And someday, you know, I will also have a hit. But until then, I'll keep making songs.
But Shan, this child in you, I mean, you were a boy then, Tanha Dil, you know, we still remember when that video released and, you know, all the girls were like, who's that guy? Who's that boy? I mean, including me, hello. So then we all were like, oh my God, we do remember that, Shan. And then you guys set the tune, the sound, the vibe of indie pop era, and then moving on to today's, you know, the evolved technology driven and YouTube and, you know, social media backed indie music era that you are now enjoying, absolutely enjoying, as if, you know, you have, as I said, as if you have just got launched, or it's like your debut. I mean, that fresh energy, that exuberance, that is something so motivating, a lot to learn from you, sir. Absolutely.
No, thank you. On that, Eva, I just want to say is that, you know, that's just, some people just have it. I learned this from, I'll tell you, I mean, I was inspired to encourage myself to think like this from the one and only Asha ji, Asha Bhosle ji. You know, she always said, ki mere liye har din naya din hai, har gana mera pehla gana ya mera aakhri gana hai, aur har lamhe ko main jeetu shan. Har lamha mere liye jo ho chuka hai, so main badal nahi sakti. I remember once, it was not an intense discussion, but over something I asked her, and then she just said this to me, and, you know, I just felt that what a beautiful way to look at things. Like, yeah, look at Asha ji's life, you know, so many tragic situations that she has dealt with, but she's always there, ready, with full energy, full life. So, you know, she's someone who's not just inspired me as a singer, but also, you know, as a human being that she is. So that, and, you know, you draw inspiration from so many of your seniors who, you know, over the times have said certain things, but, you know, they filter into your system. And so I want to always keep that childlike enthusiasm in anything and everything that I do. And even on that, I want to tell you one more thing. You and me have to do a song together. I'm ready with the name. We just need to find someone whose name is Lou.
Bye.
You're Eva. So if you get Lou, we create evolution.
Oh my God.
Not a revolution, but evolution. I think to evolve, to have a feeling of evolution is very important, because things seem to be, you know, getting a little bit of a, there is more of a, you know, a slump, more of a, you know, retardation in things that are happening. So we need to create an evolution.
Evolution.
So evolution. Then you're just, you know, you're dwelling in a moment that is the past. And honestly, you know, I don't really remember what I've done so far. It doesn't excite me. I don't have any records of what songs I've sung. I, Sometimes I have a very bad memory, honestly. Someone says, oh, that song. And I'm like, oh, which one? Or did I sing that? Because I like, this is it. This is the moment. Wow. Today, wow. I don't even think so much about tomorrow. Tomorrow also doesn't matter to me because, you know, that's not in your control. You don't know. But today is everything. Today, I'm here in Jodhpur for the last few days. And I'm doing this show, Swayamvar Mikka Divoti.
Yes, yes.
Now,
course.
I'm playing host on the show. Now, you know, a lot of people would have said like, yeah, at this point of your life, why do you want to now hosting kab ka chhod diye ho, abhi kar rahe ho, or, you know, aapke dost mikka shaadi kar rahe ho, usme, you know, koi bhi host karte, why have you got into doing this, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, getting, you know, locked into this, cooped into this place away from Mumbai. But I just feel that these are experiences that you shouldn't miss out on. And, you know, if you get too worried about what people will think or, you know, about why get out of your comfort zone, then you miss out on a lot of things in life. I've sung, I've hosted on television, I've done lyrics, I've composed, I've acted very unsuccessfully, but I've enjoyed it. I've danced at a reality show. I've done radio. Pretty much covered whatever I could think I could do. So, and I still think that there's a lot more that I'm going to do if I'm, you know, healthy and fit and in a sound mind.
So, absolutely.
So, there's no limit for a human being as long as you're open and you're willing to, you know, take a chance.
Wow. No, absolutely. I agree with everything except the fact that you said that, oh, unsuccessfully as an actor. But no, when you see the videos of Rangle or Jilenge, or these are the recent ones that I'm talking about, you watch any Shaan video, he is in his La La Land and he knows that he's absolutely enjoying. You're so comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah, I've done a video recently and, you know, this is a beautiful song, Majboor Ho Gaye. And so there really the whole acting and action acting also came through, pulling someone out of a car that is burning, and, you know, but like you found me, you know, I'm guilty of, I have this actor, a little actor inside me that I unsuccessful because of wo film hi nahi chali yaar. Or, you know, and pata nahi, I probably wasn't very prepared, but I still think picture abhi baki hai. And I've already done little acting in a film called Music School, which has, you know, Sharman Joshi and Shreya Saran.
Yes, of course. Ilya
it's
Raja,
very nice film for children.
Janu Barua is a close friend. Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's a beautiful film on a very, very important, subject, which is a subject of, you know, creative arts that should be introduced into schools at an early point, you know, so that, you know, there are so many people like, see, my father being a composer, I knew that, okay, maybe, you know, I might grow up to be a singer or a composer, but there are so many people who don't know how good they are in, say, dancing or painting or singing. Of course, chalo, fine arts mein phir bhi, you know, sikhate hai school mein, lekin creative arts, performing arts ke baare mein, there is no course. You know, so we are missing out on so many musicians, singers, actors, theater artists who never got to know that they have this skill in them. So they should introduce this early. And also, you know, generally it adds concentration. It's a kind of a meditative feel, you know, when you're learning music, you know, you're blocking yourself out, you're putting in that me time. It just makes you a better, more, sorted human being. You know, a more content human being. Today, I find the kids just running, trying to, you know, make a success out of their lives. But that contentment is also very important. You know, it has to balance out. Wo sukoon aur junoon, as in passion, as well as, you know, contentment. There has to be that balance on that. Sirf junoon mein aadmi jal jayega. Aur sirf sukoon mein aadmi jo hai,
thanda pad jayega.
So jayega. जल के साथ तो राइम नहीं मिला लेकिन ढल जाएगा अब बना है सिर्फ जुनून हो ना तो उस जुनून में आप झुलस जाओगे जल जाओगे और सिर्फ सुकून हो तो सुकून में कहीं ना कहीं आप ढल जाओगे
वाह
तो जिंदगी तो चलते रहने का नाम है तो चाहे हाल ही में आई लॉस्ट माय मदर व्हिच आई एम स्टिल डीलिंग विद दैट ग्रीफ But I realized that, you know, even she would also want me to just carry on, and you know, I just have to carry on, and you know, you have to be there for the people who are there around you, and you have to just be there for yourself, and you know that, you know, she's in you, she's with you. Kisi ne mujhe bahut hi acche waqt par ek bahut achhi baat bata di aur wo mujhe itna help kiya to deal with my griefs. I'd like to share that.
Please.
That it was just a chance conversation with a very big guruji, and he, you know, that's why they are who they are.
Yeah.
So he said that, you know, there are a lot of people who are probably alive, but they are not in your heart. You know, you don't think of them so much. You don't care for them so much. So they are literally dead to you. And then there are people who are not in this world, but they are always in your heart. You're always thinking of them. You're always wanting to be with them. So they are still alive to you.
So who is alive and who is dead?
Yeah. So your mother is very much alive to you. More alive than a lot of people who are actually in this world who are alive. But they are not, they don't make a difference to you. But she does. So she is more alive to you than anyone else. So that also gave me a lot of strength.
Wow.
Yeah, I also, you know, I read this book written by Shyamak Davar, and, you know, that spoke about the different, you know, afterlife and the various realms that are there for us. Spoke about karma, spoke about things, and spoke about how when someone gets this beautiful moksha kind of a, like my mother just went in her sleep quietly. No pain, no suffering,
wow.
Nothing. We spoke in the evening,
wow.
Monday, and she's gone. So all that gave me a lot of strength that if you've led a life that is with a lot of contentment, detachment, maybe to some extent, then, you know, it's easy to move to the afterlife. So these days, while I'm also, of course, that child is also there in me, but I'm also, you know, getting a little more spiritual. That's why a lot of my songs lately have been on those, you know, even if they are fun party songs, but there is some kind of spiritual connect that I'm thinking I want to bring in. So the last song, Kabakashi, was a song that my father composed, written by Kapil Kumar, a very, very good lyricist. And, you know, this whole, this year, danga, you know,
yes.
Communal
disharmony and all
that are happening. So I just wanted to subtly make a song that just says that, you know, we are fighting over God, but if God is not in your consciousness, if God is not in your system, you know, then you're fighting over just nothing. You're just fighting over ego, and you're fighting over, you know, bullshit, basically.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Like, you know, I was going through my playlist on one of the audio apps, and the name Kaaba Kashi just pulled me through. Kaaba Kashi, wo bhi shaan. Matlab, ye shaan hi kar sakte hain. Kaaba Kashi. I mean, and I was like, oh my God, ye gaana kahan tha? I mean, why didn't I come across this song, unfortunately? But what a lovely gift from you, Shaan. And also, your Rangle, you know, that
Rangle, rock, shares the same sentiment.
I loved it. Yeah. I mean, we all loved it. And let's talk about your latest Dil Udaya. Oh my God, Shaan, we are just loving it. And you are sizzling the temperature, I must say, in Maldives.
No, thank you so much. It was sizzling temperatures when we shot this in the Maldives. It was a very, very, very hot day. But yeah, the song, again, like I was telling you, you know, that today I feel if there is no reason for a song, let's not just put out a song because, you know, you have a channel and, you know, you have the, you know, aapke paas wo sahulat hai, to aap chalo bana do gaane aur dal do, you know, aur khud video mein jaake nacho gao. Lekin अभी आप कहेंगे कि दिल उड़िया में ऐसी कौन सी खास बात है? It's a rhythmic, fun, beach vibe kind of a song. But a beach vibe is because the song is about happiness. The song is about, you know, bringing in. So though the song in one level is a love song, but the tune or the person that you're relating this love song is yourself. In the sense that, you know, if you don't connect with your happy self, and you don't, and nature inspires you also. You know, you look at the look at the waves in the sea, the trees in the air, and look at everything from the point of view that mujhe ye khushiyan de rahi hai, mujhe ye ek excitement de rahi hai. To sara honto se laga le masti ke pyale, sara aankhon se chura le lamhe sare. So whatever you know you indulge in has to have some fun. Whatever you look at, it's all lamhe sare. Like, you know, aankhon se chura le lamhe sare. You know, people are constantly on their phones, but you know, put it into your memory, put it into your mind, and so it goes on to the main track is odia dil odia ishqan de aasman mein judia dil judia jad tere naal ve. So if you don't connect with your happy self, it's very difficult to enjoy anything if you're not internally in a happy state of mind. So odia dil odia ishqan de aasman mein, so my heart is flying. You know, obviously, you know what I'm saying. Punjabi today is
yes,
good as Hindi.
yes, you're right. But
and judia, jad tere naal ve, matlab, and then connect. Which is why I didn't want to turn it into a romantic video. So you know, people would they wouldn't see the second dimension in it. And I have to talk about Anusha. Anusha is this singer who doesn't speak Hindi. She does not know Hindi. I mean, she's Maldivian, and you know, she sings in English beautifully, and of course, in her own language.
Yes.
And I was going to Maldives to do a show, and you know, I said, why not get this? You know, everyone loves the Maldives, but you know, we don't know much about their culture. We don't know much about their music. We don't know any Maldivian because there are just about 3 lakh Maldivians in the world, right? So that's not a big population. So, but as you know, we've been just feasting on their beaches, on their waters, especially during COVID. Everyone is going to Maldives. I wanted to create a real human connection between the Maldivians and Indians. Indians are apparently the largest visiting
tours,
community to the Maldives. People think, you know, it's so expensive, so maybe only Europeans. And of course, the last year there have been more Russians. This year again there are more Indians coming in. So you know, we have such a strong connect to the place. So I said, let's create a Indo-Maldivian song.
It's one of the many firsts that you have again given us. Amazing, Shaan.
Yeah, so that was my motivation to, you know, bring two artists together. There's a Maldivian section, a rap section, which Anusha has done so beautifully, and she's written that herself, and that also talks about the same thing. That also talks about, you know, if the love is not in your heart, you cannot spread it around. Even Rangle to some extent was the same philosophy.
Wow. Yeah,
I find a lot of, you know, this all started from the Tanha Dil Tanha Safar 2.0, which is dealing with chemical depression and dealing with how you come out of it. And I'm finding, you know, today, thanks to social media, you know, there is so much of, like, you can connect. But at the same time, there's a lot of loneliness where people are not connecting on a one-to-one with each other.
One-to-one.
Four people in a room, all four are on their phones.
Phones.
You know, somewhere it is creating some kind of a wall.
A wall.
It is breaking some walls, but it's also creating some walls in our head. You know, we're becoming slaves.
To
constant companionship. But not anywhere else, but through your phones and your laptops.
That FOMO, you know, that we talk about.
So Dil Udia is more about getting out there, you know, being with people, connecting even with strangers, you know, just so even if you see the video, it's like, you know, they're jamming there. I'm probably just there in the resort. They call for me. I go in there. Then we party and, you know, we have a great time and it's okay. Bye bye. Goodbye. We carry on. But you just create a beautiful, fun moment, which is full of love and excitement. And life is too short, you know. I don't know what we keep waiting for.
Oh my God, wow. But Shaan, we have to also, you know, learn from you, you know, the way you sort of deliver every song of any different genre so easily, as if it's no big deal. Like, for example, you know, sometimes when we see, you know, some songs that are coming up nowadays that, you know, trying too hard, okay, if it's Punjabi hip hop, trying too hard to just deliver a Punjabi hip hop, or if it's of any other genre, Sufi rock, okay, or a rock. But you have done Bollywood, mainstream, commercial, masala. You have done romantic. Now you are getting in the Caribbean, you know, Sufi, all sorts of genres. You can just deliver as if, like you, Sonu Nigam, all of you, How do, I mean, you guys have to definitely tell this, you know, share this, you know, with the generation today, the upcoming, the aspiring artists, the secret to.
I think somewhere, you know, the confidence that that Bollywood gives you to be able to try different things is somewhere that, you know, you have to agree. Because when I was probably the last, of course, Sonu was easily 5 or 6 years senior to me when it comes to Bollywood music. I was doing indie pop at that point, but he had already started singing for films. So say the last would be KK, myself, Kunal, you know, and we had that opportunity. I can speak for myself at least. I you know, never got trapped in a box. So, you know, I got to sing all kinds of songs, and certain songs are probably not my genre or style. But for me, I just have a, even if I'm doing regional, you know, I just have to get the pronunciation bang on, the expressions bang on. So I'm a little relentless that way. Ke nahi hua jab tak usko karte raho, karte raho. So what happens is that when I know, okay, I'm singing a item gana ga raha hu, to usme wo josh, wo energy nahi aaye, to wo maza nahi aayega uska. Har cheez ki positive cheeze hoti hai. Uska item gaane ke kabhi words ajeeb ajeeb hote hain. So if you get turned off by that, then you won't be able to deliver. You have to look at the positive of that. If I'm doing like, you know, a soft romantic song, to automatically mera throw kuch alag hona chahiye. If I'm doing a, you know, like a anglicized kind of song, to usme ek halka sa, ek twang, ek, you know, the scatting should be different from doing an alap for a, you know, and all those songs also you're guided by the composers then, you know, some really gifted composers. So they allowed me to you know, try so many different styles. And then I explored, pushed a little more, like when I did Rangle, I realized that I've never done a Sufi rock song. So I took the rock energy and use the, you know, that spiritual straight from the heart zone and try to do that. So kahin na kahin wo sare ingredients aapko mil jate hai. At least, you know, you've stepped 2 or 3 steps into, not into the deep sea of every genre, but at least, you know, you've wet your feet a little bit. So that gives you the confidence to try different genres. So I would give Bollywood and all my composers, you know, who believe that I could try all these different things. Like if I did a Jab Se Tere Naina and someone heard me singing maybe Mohabbat Hai Mirchi, they'd say like, arey yaar, isse kaise ye gana, isse nahi hone wala. Nikamma kiya. And then I missed out on Bardasht because that was meant to be a sequel. It was a similar track.
Yeah.
But I wasn't there. I was on a tour. So when I came back and then, you know, I called up Himesh, the composer, you know, just generally I said that, you know, I've had a child, and he was like, oh, daddy ban gaye ho, aa jao, apna gift le lo. So I said, gift le lo, matlab main abhi kahan se aaun, you know, I've just had a kid, I have to be here with my, nahi, ye sab to chalta rahega, but abhi I have a song right now for you. I was like, and then the song is Mohabbat Hai Mirchi Sanam.
God, that craziness said, only Himesh, you ye can
gift kaise bole nahi dekho ye chalta rahega, but you know, never remember one thing, you know, your songs, your stuff, and you know, abhi yaad aaya ki Bardasht ke baad abhi kya ho gaya tha, I did one, KK did one, and now he had another second, the third song was in the same you know, zone. So he was probably thinking KK se gawao, Shan se gawao. And then mera phone aaya, isse ne abhi aa jao, abhi gana karke jao. So anyway, strange things. I also believe a lot of things are about timing. A lot of things are meant to happen, and you know, things are preordained. You to itna sochna nahi chahiye insaan ko. Go with the flow.
Wow, go with the flow. And I will never forget the thing that you said, you know, in your last episode with us in 2020, that कोई भी गाना गाते वक्त किशोरदा का गाना, जैसे आपने पूरा गाके हमें बताया था कि जब लोग किशोरदा का गाना गाते हैं तो वो एकदम किशोरदा के गाने की स्टाइल को या उसकी आवाज को एक्चुअली यू नो मिमिक करके यू नो जबरदस्ती बना के यू नो ऐसे गाते कोशिश करते हैं, लेकिन जो दिल से गाना चाहिए वो यू नो वो बहुत जरूरी है. और यू नो दैट इज व्हाट वी सी इन योर सिंगिंग शान, इवन इफ इट इज अ रोमांटिक सॉन्ग, इट इज नॉट लाइक अ भर भर के वो इमोशनल रिहर्सल करके वो आप ऐसे गा रहे हैं लिरिक्स को, इतना आसानी के साथ, इतना आसानी से आप इजीली, क्योंकि तभी इमोशंस आ जाते हैं, क्योंकि आमतौर पर इंसान ऐसे तो नहीं गाएगा ना जैसे कोई एकदम प्रोफेशनल सिंगर हो, वैसे तो गाता नहीं है कोई. तो दैट्स व्हाट वर्क्स विथ यू, दैट यू नो एकदम आसानी से यू जस्ट डू इट विदाउट टेलिंग पीपल दैट ओ आई एम अ trained a singer, I've done this, I've done that, but it's just another simple boy next door singing. That's the feel that you create.
Nee, like I told you, you learn these from the greats. You learn these from people who can do so much and yet they just, you know, keep it simple. Rafi. But the more important thing is that fine balance, you know, ke aap koi cheez ga rahe ho, to us cheez ko aap mehsoos karke, us cheez ki ehsaas karte huye, us cheez ko aap उस एहसास को आप कम्युनिकेट कर रहे हो, तो आप आपके जो 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 शब्द है, जो पोइट्री है, इफ यू लिसन टू एनी लता जी सॉन्ग्स आल्सो, यू नो यू फील शी इज सेइंग दिस इनटू योर इयर्स, वो कह रही है आपको, रफी साहब आपके शब्द लग रहा है कि वो बोल रहे हैं आपको, वो कह रहे हैं, वो गा नहीं रहे, उसको सिर्फ एक एक सुर में बयान कर रहे हैं, लेकिन वो कहने में एक सिंसियरिटी होनी चाहिए. अभी क्या हो जाता है कि हम इतने वो टेक्स्चर, टिम्बर, जोन, वाइब, इन चीजों में ऐसे फंसे हुए हैं कि वो शब्द हम जो कह रहे हैं उसको महसूस करे बिना ही हम बोल रहे हैं. एक हेवी टंग्ड, एक फ्लैट, बट इफ यू आर टेलिंग समवन, यू नो, एक आप एक रोमांटिक भी बात कर रहे हैं, तो कुछ उसको आप एक अदा के साथ कहोगे ना, के यू आर, आई लव यू मैन, ऑल गुड, सो यू वोंट टेक इट सीरियसली यार, ना, तो वैसे इवा आई लव यू, एक फर्क पड़ता, बट वैसे इवा I love you. तो बोली साला नौटंकी कर रहा है. So that fine line is very important.
Oh my God. And there it speaks for itself, like the shelf life of songs and to the shelf life of songs, certain songs. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because if a song connects with you, it will stay with you for a much longer time. But if a song is just a part of a trend and you're listening to it because you're गाने की इतने व्यूज हैं, चलो यार देख लेते हैं, हर पार्टी में बजता है, क्या ये गाना, एंजॉय करते हैं इसको. Obviously, you know, I understand. That a regular person who's caught up with so many other things will not have the time to analyze or to realize or to even, you know, literally empathize with a song. You know, why should I? Mere liye time pass hai. But if you do, then the song will give you some takeaway. If it doesn't, you shouldn't listen to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your time on anything that does not help you. Evolve, like I said, na, evolution is important. लूगो ढूंढना है हमें बस, और
आप ही ढूंढना, जिस तरह से आपने मालदीव्स में ढूंढा,
मिल जाएगा. तो रंगले से शुरू करते हैं कि मस्जिद ढा दे, मंदिर ढा दे जो कुछ ढेंदा, एक बंदे दा दिल ना ढावे, रब दिला विच रहंदा. मुझे अभी भी याद आया कि ये गाना आज से एग्जैक्टली 4 महीने पहले रिलीज हुआ था, और ये गाना जिस दिन आया था उसी रात को आई लॉस्ट माय मदर. सो ये गाना जब भी गाता हूँ थोड़ा सा थोड़ा दिल भर जाता है. बट या सो कट टू द कोरस. रंगले रंगले तन सजना तेरंग हो जा मस्त कलंदर वे, मोहल्ला मोहल्ला तेरा तेरे संग झाकले अपने अंदर वे, रंगले रंगले तन सजना तेरंग हो जा मस्त कलंदर वे, मोहल्ला मोहल्ला तेरा तेरे संग झाकले अपने अंदर वे. तो कई बार आप गाना बनाते हैं उसके बाद उसका उसकी मीनिंग वाकई में निकलती है. When I look inside me, my God, my mother is there with me.
A lot to learn from someone like Shaan. There is no shortcut to hard work, lots of riyaz, practice, patience, you know, perfecting your skills for art and your craft's sake and not for anybody else. And as a singer, identify your sound, your style, and never to imitate anybody. And lastly, keep updating, upgrading, evolving yourself, just like Shanda has and is continuing to be. You know, despite enjoying tremendous success in his life, he still considers himself as a fresh new talent. You know, hats off to the spirit called Shan. Do check out my conversation with him in episode number 50 of this podcast.
share with me your experience of listening to this episode, you can either email me or DM me on my Instagram handle at Eva Bhatt Podcast or at 9XM India. We upload interesting video clips of this podcast on our social media handles and on YouTube, so that will give you a visual side of this podcast. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. See you guys next week with a new episode, new artist.